Hello, and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. It's so easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of our daily lives. We're so busy going from one place to another. And if you have children, you've got soccer practice, piano lessons, homework. You're still an individual and you still need time to yourself. So how do you find me time in the middle of all that craziness? Remember to always make yourself a priority. I know this can be difficult when you have children who need care from you, but set aside some alone time just for you. It can be hard, especially for women, to put themselves first. They may feel guilty about doing this, but the reality is you will be so much more productive in your life if you do. You deserve it. You work so hard and you do so much. Taking care of yourself will make you a better parent and a better partner. Don't just wait for the time to magically appear, because it never will. Make time. Perhaps it's after carpooling to school. Maybe it's while the baby naps. Wherever the time is, just make sure to give yourself at least half hour to an hour every day. Whatever time works best for you, but be sure to make time. One thing that you can do to make sure that you have me time is to set yourself daily goals of something you want to do for you. You can set a goal to start reading that book you've always wanted to read. If you want to relax, maybe you'll do yoga that day. Make sure you decide how to best use your me time. Otherwise, it can just be easy not to do it. You can write a list of different things you'd like to do every day and just try them out. It can be easy to fill up your time with things to do. So think to yourself, what am I wasting my time on? I'm sure you'll find so many unnecessary things you're wasting your time with. Instead of running to the grocery store every day so you can make dinner, try buying a week's worth of groceries at once so you don't have to go back every day. Think about how much time you're spending on social media or reading emails. All of this time you can use on doing something productive and fun for you. As you organize your time to do what you really need to do, you will notice that you will have a lot more time open for the things that you want to do. Remember to delegate, delegate, delegate. I can't say this enough. And mothers, this one is for you. So many times you feel like you're the one that has to do everything, because if you don't, it just won't get done. But maybe that's because you don't delegate or ask others for help. This is not a sign of weakness. You have a family to help you. Ask your husband to help you. Ask your children to help you. If you have older kids, give them some responsibilities to do. Don't be afraid to ask for help. You already do so much and you aren't expected to do everything. So stop wishing you had more time for yourself and make that time. Set aside the time. If you want to do an activity, then do it. If you want to do absolutely nothing and just lay on your couch and eat Cheetos, then do it. We live in such a fast-paced, stressful world, so don't let that affect you. Setting aside time for you will make you happier and more involved in your life and the lives of those around you. Thank you for listening today. Remember, you can tune in Monday through Fridays for a daily dose of inspiration.